Axel, I was curious what you thought about what Mike was saying about the NSCP COA preliminary look at their safety data in the adjuvant setting, where, Mike, you're saying you're not seeing increased bowel perforation or arterial vents at this point.
Correct.
How does that compare to what you saw in the BRIGHT registry?
I mean, it's interesting to see. In BRIGHT, clearly mirrored exactly what was seen in the registration trial, for instance, with the exception that the numbers of ATEs reported was actually lower than what the publication suggests in this pooled analysis, which made it into package insert. But I think patients in adjuvant setting and patients in a palliative setting are different patients. We have less toxicity in the adjuvant setting, and my concern is more long-term toxicity. I'm clearly not ready to use bevacizumab outside of clinical trials in the adjuvant setting. So we have to wait for the data. And to be honest, we might not even be able to use disease-free survival as the best endpoint. I'd really like to see overall survival data at some point, not just delay of onset of tumor.
Alan?
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think to that point, the issue of the toxicity of Bev in the immediate postoperative period, it's very reassuring to know that's not a problem. On the other hand, I was going to ask Mike if it's likely that the median age of the patients on NSABP CO8 is as it is on every single adjuvant colon cancer study, 61 or 62 years.
60.
Is that a representative sample of the patients who actually are likelier to get the complications of Bev?
Yeah, that's a good point. It's a younger population, and 60 to 61 years is the median age.
I mean, you can fill out your table in your manuscript before the study's even done in anticipating what the median age of patients will be on these.
They just took it from the last trial.
Yeah. So again, I think part of the problem is extrapolating data from a patient population in the NSABP trial who clearly are defined as not having cardiac risks, in general a young population. You can anticipate the real world, where the average patient is 70 years old, there may be a very different risk-benefit
profile
ratio.
Profile could be different. Quite right.
So, Alan, you know, one of our favorite questions in our patterns of care studies is to ask people, what do you say to your patients? Because a lot of patients ask us questions. We have to do the best we can. So I'm going to ask you this. You have a 55, 60-year-old, completely healthy patient who's getting first-line therapy for metastatic disease. You're going to recommend Bev. And that patient says to you, what's the excess risk that I'm facing of bowel perforation, arterial events? Same question to a 75-year-old healthy person with a history of hypertension.
Hopefully I'd be evidence-based. So what I would say to the 60-year-old is that I believe there's about a 4% likelihood of a major event such as stroke, heart attack, or bowel perforation, give or take. And that in the older patient, I'd say I'm not sure what the risk is, but I believe it's higher than 4%. Because again, we really do precious few studies on 75-year-olds to actually know what the risk is.